The Spanish Garden by Cherry Radford, read by Daphne Kumar for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Friday, 20th of July, West London. The day of the accident was also the last day of shooting Challenging Gardens. The last that year, that was. It would be back on the telly as ever with a new series in the spring. But Andy, newest and youngest member of the presenting team, had an overwhelming sense she wouldn't be in it. While the camera was off her, she stopped clipping at the dead limbs of a camellia and sat down on the garden wall in the hazy sun. The other three were all on top form today, chuffed with the viewer ratings, looking forward to taking a well-earned break. What was the matter with her? Okay, there'd been the typically enthusiastic filming of little top-knotted accident Andy pouring compost down herself when the bag split, an unresolved argument about whether the camellia could be incorporated into the design rather than replanted in the local park, heartlessly chucked in the skip, and the elephant in the garden question as to why this particular plot had been selected, given that its owner was just too lacking in soul rather than funds to sort it out himself. But none of this was new. As Johnny would say, one shouldn't take the show or oneself too seriously. Johnny. She watched him looking over his shoulder at the camera with a twinkly-eyed grin as his arm muscles tightened on the spade. All soft, curly hair the colour of earth. All sing-song Irish from the Emerald Isle. Understandably adored by every female gardener in the country. Unbelievably. Hers. For 5 months now. Well, unofficially anyway. The public still thought there was a chance he'd get back with his ex-wife, the equally adored TV interior designer, Caroline O'Connor. This was a fantasy that, for some reason, Andy couldn't fathom, Johnny and Caroline liked to maintain. She breathed out heavily, reminding herself that she probably shouldn't be taking Johnny seriously either. Even though he twice mentioned having a son with her, to add to his two daughters. But then, that was really another reason to keep her distance. She hadn't yet told him that, despite her famous skill at propagation, there was a possibility she was infertile. "Well, that's this week's mishap over and done with," Steve said, flumping down next to her and patting her on the back with his huge hand. Builder gardener Steve, even more staggered to have been plucked from obscurity onto the show than she was, and possibly the only presenter completely presenting his true self on it. Ugh. Do you think somebody deliberately cut that bag open?
Probably.
He gave her half his Kit Kat. Oh, thanks. They sat and watched Paul, the channel's answer to Alan Titchmarsh, but off camera, an easily irritated wasp of a man, doing his well-qualified bit about the wonders of having a pleasant seating area for a glass of wine. Then it was time for Andy to introduce her Mediterranean corner, homage to the owner's childhood as an expat in Malta. A slim cypress led to an area with an urn, a fan palm, a bit of lavender and rosemary, and a soft yellow phlomis she'd managed to get slouching over the edges of Steve's gravel path. But that was all the space she'd been allowed. A shame, because the soil lent itself to making the whole garden Mediterranean. But of course, that would be too much of an egg basket popularity risk for the programme. The camera lingered on her longer than she wanted. Hungover Paul had been a bit of a minimalist today. So she found herself adding that these were the shapes and scents that had first inspired her love of gardening. In a little paradise created by her expat grandmother in southern Spain. They wanted to film the four presenters on their break, when they'd all rather be discussing their holiday plans, so the director suggested a follow-on from what Andy had said about the garden that first inspired her. Paul's inspiration had been Kew Gardens. Johnny couldn't decide between his parents' nursery or the National Trust place near his family home in County Down, and Steve's had been his father's prize-winning allotment. It made for an untypically heartfelt bit of footage. Then the spell was broken by the usual ludicrous nick of time finishing of the garden and champagne celebration with the owner.